USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and a bipartisan group of senators announced Thursday they have struck a deal on a $1.2 trillion infrastructure plan.
They have my word. I'll stick with what they propose. And they've given me their word as well. So where I come from, that's good enough for me.
The plan will now travel through both houses before it becomes law. President Biden will meet with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and his former political foe Abdullah Abdullah on Friday to discuss Washington's support for Afghanistan as the last U.S. troops pack up after 20 years of war. It appears Afghan government forces are struggling to stop Taliban advances. Firefighters searching a collapsed Miami area condo for 99 missing people shifted their focus to a basement parking structure late Thursday, risking their lives to find survivors amid revelations the building was sinking into the earth. This is USA Radio News.
If you're tired of the old cable news, you now have a choice. It's Newsmax TV. More than 40 million Americans are tuning in, making Newsmax the fastest-growing cable news channel in America. Every minute, every day, Newsmax gives you the real news you can trust, with top analysts, hosts, and guests like Ben Carson, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Dick Morris, Nancy Brinker, Mike Reagan, Rudy Giuliani, and so many more. It's easy to watch. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems, or get Newsmax free on streaming platforms like Roku, Zumo, Pluto, YouTube, and most smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Remember, Newsmax is different than most cable news networks. You can get it for free on your smartphone, so download the Newsmax app and start watching right now. Join the Newsmax revolution and get us everywhere. Online at Newsmax.com, on your cable channel, your smart TV, and your smartphone. Because when news breaks, you need a trusted source. It's Newsmax.
What happens now to Afghans that helped U.S. troops as we disengage from 20 years of war? Wendy King explains.
The State Department and the Pentagon are working on plans to evacuate thousands of Afghan citizens who worked for the U.S. during the 20-year war in Afghanistan. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said, "We're taking this seriously. We know we have an obligation to these men and their families." More than 17,000 Afghan citizens who worked with the U.S. and allied forces during the war are eligible for resettlement in the U.S. under the Special Immigrant Visa Program. The problem is the process is slow, with the average wait time stretching over 3 years. Observers fear that the September 11th deadline for withdrawing the U.S. forces from Afghanistan puts the lives of America's allies at risk of being targeted by the Taliban after the departure. At least 50 of Afghan's 370 districts have fallen to the Taliban since May, according to the United Nations.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senator Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, said Thursday White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci should be removed from any position of authority. He gives his reasons to Newsmax TV.
About 100 million people have gotten COVID. 34 million people tested positive, but the CDC estimates that there is at the very least two more people for every person that tested positive that also had the disease. That's about 100 million people. If you discount that, then you make the wrong-headed public health decision that we must force vaccines on younger and younger people. They're now talking about going down to the age of two. I suspect they'll go all the way down to newborns. The thing is it's not based on science. And looking at the evidence, it looks like we're reaching, if we have not already reached herd immunity, because the numbers are plummeting daily, both the numbers of people being infected and those dying. So really, we hopefully are beyond this now. There's no reason to be hysterical and force this on children, mandate it for school, because the thing is, for children, the bar is going to be much greater because children get almost no COVID symptoms. They rarely die from it. It's about one in a million. And so we're going to have to be even more stringent with proving the safety of the vaccine. If you're over 65, you know, it's about 2,000 people out of every million die instead of one.
Fauci is director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.